The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon, one and all. Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stefan this afternoon. Good to be with you. Of course, I host the Jimmy Sangenberger Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 9 right here on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. And indeed, it's great to be with you, especially because today I got it. Do you remember last week I was on the show with Stefan talking about how Denver School Board Vice President Owen J. M. Anderson, good old Tay Anderson, who now is undergoing a full branding, rebranding, name makeover kind of thing. He seems to have rediscovered his roots with his given name. And at least that's what he says when clearly it's about rebranding. We'll get to that. But remember when he was ticketed for speeding in a school zone last week? And he claimed basically that mantle of victimhood that he loves oh so much? Well, today I obtained the body cam footage of the exchange Tay Anderson had with a police officer on Tuesday, September 6th. We will play audio of that video. You can also get it on my Twitter, at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. I know Stefan's show page, at Tub Show, has retweeted it as well. So you can check it out there and watch the video yourself. We'll get to that audio in just a bit and build up the context for you. Because really, it should be a nothing burger, as they say. I hate that expression. I don't know why I used it. But it was nothing, or should have been nothing. And then he blows it into some big scandal. What's up with that? We'll get you all the details and the sound here in just a little bit. Also coming up on the program, I'll be joined by Keith Nobles, who was longtime military intelligence contractor back during the last decade plus of the Cold War. And actually, when Russia invaded Ukraine and made its first incursion into that sovereign country, I was here filling in for Stefan. And I said off air to Keith, I hope we don't have the invasion happen while we are on the air. And lo and behold, that's literally what happened. But there have been a lot of developments over the last week or two in Ukraine. And we will get analysis from Keith Nobles on what's going on there on the ground and what this tells us about Russia at this point and how terribly the Russian regime has botched this invasion, thankfully. But it really does show the weakness of Russia and also says a lot about the Ukrainian people. We will talk about that and more with Keith Nobles coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. He is our only guest today because we have so much to talk about, including other news. Mike Lindell. Well, he had a search warrant executed yesterday. They call it a raid. And his cell phone was taken. Now we know from Lindell himself and from documents that he showed on his web show that this is due to Tina Peters and the Tina Peters saga. We will dive into that. And here is the question we will explore later on in the program. Was it unjust or fair? Is it unreasonable? Is this another example of the FBI being weaponized as I think there's a compelling argument to be made that it's being used for political purposes in some circumstances? Or is this an instance where they're actually operating appropriately and properly? We'll see what you think. I'll dive into it a little later on the program. And then, well, the Biden administration wants us to think the border's A-OK. And then what happens? Well, a busload of illegal immigrants gets dropped off outside the residence of Vice President Kamala Harris. And she ignored a question when asked about it.
Vice President Harris, any comment on the migrants that were dropped off at the Naval Observatory?
No comment on the migrants dropped off at the Naval Observatory. What? Isn't that interesting? No comment. Just ignores the reporter's question altogether. We will dive into the situation at the southern border and more. Ample opportunity to participate in the program. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. You can also text into the show on the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone. Of course, I mentioned you can tweet at me directly at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. And there's a couple ways to email yours truly directly. You can go to 710knus.com and to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show page right there and shoot me an email. Or you can log on to my own website, jimmysangenberger.com, and go to the contact page. Shoot me a message from there. Keep in mind, there's no A, I, or U in Sangenberger. It's all E's all the time. Once you know that, Sangenberger is easy. Once again, Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs. And let's get right to it. Because last week the news came out on Wednesday that the day before, Tuesday, 7:35 a.m., Denver Public Schools Board of Education Vice President Tay Anderson, or as he wants us to know him as now, Owen Tay Anderson, was ticketed for speeding 10 to 14 miles per hour over the speed limit at the intersection of North Crown Boulevard and East 50th Avenue. The intersection sits on the corner of Montbello High School, which is a part of Denver Public Schools. And they were welcoming at Montbello High School, welcoming back students to campus for the first day of school. This report originally from KDVR. And so here you had the news, school board vice president speeds through a school zone, 10 miles per hour plus. Now, if he had just said, you know, I feel bad, I shouldn't have done this, I'm not going to let it happen again, it was an error in judgment, I was running late, and I shouldn't have done it, and just took responsibility for it, and that was all his statement said, this would have been a non-issue. Nobody would have pursued it. It would have been of no interest because he would have just accepted responsibility. But of course, that's not how Tay Anderson operates. Instead of accepting responsibility or accountability, as he would like to say, he plays the victim card. I want to remind you what he said in a statement. Yesterday, while heading to Montbello High School, I was the subject of a traffic stop outside of the building for going over the speed limit by 10 miles per hour as I was trying to get to the school before 1,200 plus families and educators arrived on campus to welcome our scholars back to school alongside my colleagues. Notice that language, too, by the way. I was the subject of a traffic stop. It's very passive. Oh, it was a traffic stop, and I was just the subject of it. Then he goes on. As a black man in America, I was raised that when you encounter law enforcement, you must remain calm and ensure that your hands are visible at all times. This is because, time and time again, black Americans have been the ongoing victims of police brutality. Didn't take him long to get there, did it? He continues, I did just that and even asked permission to retrieve my documents to provide to the officer. However, I was disappointed by a comment that the officer made as my hands were raised. And that was him calling police brutality in the black community a myth. I have contacted Denver police to review the footage to ensure that no other person within our communities is subjected to insensitive remarks like that in the future. And then he goes on making comments about Montbello High School having reopened for the first time in 10 years and serves a majority of students of color. I share the concerns of educators from the community on the optics of police officers being visible outside the school building on the first day of school. I can empathize with the hesitation or fear some students, families, and educators may have experienced. However, I am grateful that educators asked the police officers to leave the front of the school. By the way, I do think it is notable that while he's saying we shouldn't have a police presence outside of Montbello High School, that he was the one who triggered the sirens on a motorcycle to go off, to pull over the school board member outside Montbello High School. So he closes. He says, finally, I look forward to ensuring that our focus remains centered on the students of the Denver Public Schools. Isn't that interesting language? He wants to be focused on the students of Denver Public Schools. How focused was he when he was speeding through a school zone, getting pulled over by a police officer? But okay, that was his characterization of the events. What actually happened? Now, this is a little bit edited for some of the timing where you have no talking that's going on and what have you. But I have the body cam footage. You can find it on Twitter at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. And Stephen Tubbs also retweeted it at the Tubbs Show, at Tubbs Show on Twitter. But I want to play the audio for you. There's the first part when the police officer comes up and speaks to Tay Anderson the first time. And then the second part later when he gets the ticket. Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Officer Gann, Denver Police. I stopped you for speeding, 35 and a 25. Can I see your license, registration, please?
Permission to pull it out of my pocket?
Yeah, I've asked you for certain documents. I expect you to reach around to get them.
All right, I just don't want to get shot by you.
Well, that's a myth.
I don't believe that's a myth. I have to reach into my glove to grab my registration. Should I grab it?
All right. I've already told you that I expect you to be reaching around for things. You don't have to ask me for permission.
I have trauma with you
retrieve
also.
Retrieve the documents I've
I'm
asked
just
for.
Making sure that I can get it.
That one should work. All right, there's that back, and sit tight. I'll get you out of here in a minute. Okay, there's your license, and there's that part.
So 35 and a 25, that's a 4-point speeding violation. But if you pay it before court, they reduce that down to a 2-point defective vehicle violation instead. So it doesn't show up as speeding. The fine on that is $285. You can go court if you want to on October 17th. If you don't want to go to court, it tells you how you can pay it on the bottom. Okay, do you have any questions?
Okay. Be careful, okay?
So that audio is a little bit hard to hear specifically when you're just over the air. But let me break down a couple of things that were done there. One, you could hear the officer very clearly. He was doing what seems to be like any typical traffic stop. I will admit I've been pulled over for speeding before, and that's a recollection that I have from an encounter like that. The officer seemed professional, polite, responsible, and doing exactly like he should have. Meanwhile, Tay Anderson is literally holding his hands up. He keeps asking for permission to go into his pocket, to go into his glove box, etc. And the officer's just like, I just need your license and registration. Like, go ahead and provide it to me, please. And Tay says he doesn't want him to shoot him. And he says, oh, that's just a myth. Now, I'm going to play that portion again. But remember in that statement what the Denver Public Schools vice president said. Quote, I was disappointed by a comment that the officer made as my hands were raised, and that was him calling police brutality in the black community a myth. Let me ask you a question. From what you could hear, did he say police brutality, the officer, once? That's not what he was saying was a myth. Let's listen to that first part one more time.
Hi, I'm Officer Gann, Denver Police. I stopped you for speeding, 35 and a 25. Can I see your license and registration, please?
Permission to pull it out of my pocket?
Yeah, I've asked you for certain documents. I expect you to reach around to get them.
All right, I just don't want to get shot by you.
Well, that's a myth.
I just don't want to get shot by you, Tay says. Well, that's a myth, says the officer. It wasn't like they were having some in-depth conversation about police policy. Tay literally says, I don't want you to shoot me. And the police officer said, that's a myth. And then he continued on, didn't get a rise out of Anderson's antics, and proceeded with the traffic stop as you would expect a traffic stop to proceed. And yet somehow Tay Anderson managed to spin this into being a victim of the police who caught him speeding 10 miles per hour over the speed limit near a school in his district. I just boggles the mind. Here's the question. From what you could tell, and again, the video is available on Twitter, at Saying Center or at Tubbs Show. From what you could hear, did it sound like he was a victim in some way? Or did it seem to you like the police officer, Officer Dan, conducted himself appropriately, respectfully, and responsibly? Because that's what it seemed like to me. Now, am I surprised that he would take that exchange, Tay Anderson, that is, and twist it into this victimhood situation? Well, obviously not. He excels at this. But it is quite stunning to impugn the character of a police officer who was just doing his job and doing it right. And doing it responsibly. And yet, there you go. Tay Anderson being, I think at this point, you can really say that Tay is a parody of himself. Because that whole exchange was just like, had he taken responsibility for it and not amplified in anything, we wouldn't be talking about it now. We wouldn't have talked about it last week. But here we are. Because he has to approach it in this way. What are your thoughts? Is he a victim? Did the officer handle it well? How should we talk about school board members in general in terms of looking to them as setting examples for children, because this doesn't seem like a very good example being set by Tay Anderson. But how should we look at school board members? But victim, Tay Anderson, or responsible police officer? 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. If you'd like to join in to the festivities, we are just getting started with so much to talk about today. 303-696-1971. Your text calls coming up here on the show. Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs today. Colorado's biggest racist, Tay Anderson, who always likes to play the victim. Well, his representation last week of that traffic stop, not so accurate. Again, he said the following: I was disappointed by a comment that the officer made as my hands were raised, and that was him calling police brutality in the black community a myth. Now, if you missed last week when I went on with Stefan, we talked about this, and it was news first broken by KDVR. Anderson was heading to Montebello High School, where it was opening for the first time in, I think, like 10 years, last Tuesday, September 6th. And he was speeding 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, pulled over by a motorcycle cop, Officer Dan. And he was ticketed, 4-point ticket, or he could bring it down to defective driving, 2-point ticket, lower fine. And he said that statement as part of his, I'm not taking responsibility here. In fact, earlier in the statement, he says, I was the subject of a traffic stop. But then he doesn't want to take responsibility. He's just, oh, you know, it wasn't my responsibility. I was just the subject of the traffic stop. And this police officer called police brutality a myth. Well, let's just listen to the first, 20 seconds or so of the body cam footage. We played the full thing in the last segment. We'll probably play it again. It's also available off of my Twitter, and Stefan tweeted it out at Tubbs Show. I'm at Sang Center, Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. Or if you just go to jimmysangenberger.com/TayBodyCam, you'll be able to find it right there. But take a listen to the first part of the traffic stop.
Hi, I'm Officer Gann, Denver Police. I stopped you for speeding, 35 and a 25. Can I see your license and registration, please?
Permission to pull down my pocket?
Yeah, I've asked you for certain documents. I expect you to reach around to get them.
All right, I just don't want to get shot by you.
Well, that's a myth.
I just don't want to get shot by you. That's a myth, says the police officer. That's it. Brad texting in from Vernal, Utah. Notice that the police officer said it was a myth, or that's a myth, and Tay used I and no reference to the black community to the police. That is a switch of words or conversation of what the police officer stated. Yes. Even more, other text coming in, sounded like the officer was the victim. I would say so. The accusatory language, a little bit melodramatic. I mean, it's par for the course for Alan Tay M. Anderson, Denver School Board Vice President. But it's not appropriate. It's not respectful on his part. The police officer, though, handled himself with great aplomb. 303-696-1971, our telephone number. Was Tay Anderson a victim here? Was the police officer the victim? Did the officer handle it well? Let's check in with Tim in Westminster. Tim, good afternoon. You're on with Jimmy in for Stefan.
Young Jimmy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you?
It's not too bad. Many people don't know that you are wise beyond your years, my man, and I appreciate that.
Hey, I appreciate you.
So let me tell you, Tay Anderson was out of line. Now, the officer, you know what? He did say it's a myth. We know there has been situations where that has occurred, but not that many. Has nothing to do with black. Now, do you think any officer in Colorado will want to engage with Tay Anderson? Absolutely not. They will want to avoid him like the plague.
Yeah.
However, you have to commend that officer for giving him a ticket. He wasn't afraid. He did what he had to do. It is unforgivable for speeding in a school zone. Now, I have a 10-year-old. I live in Louisville, and I'm afraid every day when my kid rides his bike to school and rides home for speeders. Now, that officer held himself with dignity, with extreme dignity. Now, when Tate turned around as a racial thing, guess what? It could have been a 90-year-old white lady who was speeding in the school zone. And let me tell you, any officer would have given her a ticket.
Agreed. I think that's so well put, Tim. And it is just beneath the dignity. I mean, so many things are from Tay Anderson, but it is beneath the dignity of anybody in any kind of elected office. I don't care if it's an elected dog catcher, to treat a police officer or anybody with such disrespect. And it was so brazen there in that exchange.
Well, Tay thinks he's entitled.
Yes.
Maybe he has white privilege that the cops are not going to mess with him. But guess what? I've talked with many officers. And you know what? The last thing they want to be involved in is controversy. But they have to do their job, and they can't be afraid to do their job. Now, Tay Anderson, guess what? He's a plague. But the officer did what he was supposed to do.
Yes.
And you have to be proud of that officer. Now, Tay, if you want to take it to a racial thing, go right ahead. The judge is not going to bow down to it. The officer did not bow down to it. And we're not going to bow down to it.
You know, I think it's important to recognize, Tim, in terms of how the officer conducted himself here. After Tay says, "I just don't want you to shoot me," or whatever that language was, and then the officer says, "That's a myth." That's it. That's all he says, Officer Dan, in response to Tay in that regard. Otherwise, it is just Tay talking about how, can I get permission to go into my glove compartment? Can I get permission to pull into my pocket? Can I do this and that? It's him making this some sort of a big deal about them exchanging words in whatever, you know, and documentation right. In that way. Whereas the officer's just like, I'm just doing a traffic stop. And
Well, you have to let the officer know when you're making movements like that. And I've done that. Officer pulled me over and I said, "Hey, I'm going to reach for my, you know, driver's license." He said, "You know what? Go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead and do that." He understands that. So he had no fear of that. Now, mind you, it was a white officer. And he said, "You know what? Go ahead. Don't worry about that. Have my hands on the wheel." There was a certain protocol. But to indict that officer as a killer for a minor traffic stop,
yes.
Well, in a school zone, but to indict that officer as a killer is insulting to that officer and insulting to me and insulting to all the citizens,
so
in my opinion.
I do want to say, I do think that there may be a little bit of a difference in that the officer wanted him to do it. And if Tay was saying, "I'm going into my pocket now, I'm going into the glove compartment just to clarify this is what I'm doing," but instead he was asking for permission and then he was waiting. And then it seemed his tonality and the way that he was conducting himself there with the officer was more antagonistic in every facet.
Well,
than
he was
just
indicting the officer. He was
yes.
indicting the officer as a killer.
Yes.
Immediately saying, "I don't want to get shot by you."
Mm-hmm.
Now, the officer had no intention on shooting him. Zero intention on shooting him. It was not a felony. It was not a major crime. You know, it was a traffic stop in a school zone. But to tell the officer, "I don't want to get shot by you," me, if I was the officer, I would took him out and beat his ass.
Yeah, I think while we chuckle at that, the fact of the matter is that's not how a police officer would act and how they should act.
No, they do not.
Like,
you know what? And they do not. You know what? Being black all of my years, you know, I've never been white. My skin has always been black. I've had nothing but the utmost respect for police officers. Now, whenever they pulled me over, they had a good reason to pull me over. I've gotten more breaks from police officers by being kind, polite, understanding. However, if they give me a ticket for speeding in the school zone, you know what? Unforgivable.
Yeah, and
Officer Dan.
And to this point here, there is never a circumstance where we would tolerate violence on the part of a police officer in that way, or excess actions on the part of any individual towards another person. I mean, there are a lot
Absolutely.
Of despicable traits about Tay Anderson, but he should never find himself the victim of violent crime or anything like that. I mean, the fact of the matter is he just needs to be exposed for the kind of person he is on the school board so that voters will oust him come November of 2023.
Well, we'll put it this way. Officers have an obligation to the community. Now, I know I'm saying something that's not politically correct. Sometimes an ass whooping is good. Sometimes. Now, Tay Anderson, on the other hand, he's the victim no matter what when it comes to the police department, no matter what it is. He can be a victim of a crime, but he will turn himself into a victim from the police officers that are investigating it. No, Denver should not put up with Tay Anderson. The school board should not put up with Tay Anderson. He should not be on the school board. The simple fact, he knows better than the speed in
yeah.
the school zone, and he did it.
Right.
And we still let him be an elected official.
This is
not okay.
All about being responsible when you're in an elected position, and if you are irresponsible, facing appropriate
consequences.
Up
Own up to it. Own
That's
up
right.
to it.
He likes to talk about accountability, but he doesn't ever show.
You know what? You're the best, Jimmy. Take care.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. All right, brother. Absolutely. 303-696-1971, our telephone number, if you want to join him to the program. No, when you're conducting yourself in that way, and then especially after the fact when you make that statement, that's not right. That's not appropriate. That's not respectful. That's not a shining example of how any person in a position of elected authority or any position of authority is supposed to be acting. And yet, that's what he did. Now, should we ignore this story? This is interesting. Text coming in. That dum-dum did it intentionally. He thinks he is a celebrity, and unfortunately, you and Tubbs treat him as such. Here's the thing. What's going on with Tay Anderson is very interesting. Because there are I don't know if he realizes this, but there are a growing number of people who are frustrated with him, who are in Denver, and who are not Republicans or conservatives. He is losing support, and he is ticking people off left and right. And I do literally mean, politically speaking, left and right. And the more he gets exposed for these antics, the more informed people will be come November of next year. I don't think this is a situation that anybody should ignore. I don't think that this is something that shouldn't be pursued. In fact, quite the opposite. When you have a school board member, whether he views himself as a celebrity or not, doing something like this, and I think lying, is it fair to say that he lied in that statement about what happened with this police stop? Because that's what I take away from it. And I think you got to call a spade and make sure he's held accountable. Now, one other thing here. He is now going by his given name of Alan Tay. I think that's how you pronounce it. Alan Tay Anderson. Instead of just Tay. Now, he claimed that he was using just Tay for years because, as KDVR summarized it, Tay was often related to people's inability to pronounce his full name and, in some cases, erased his black heritage. Anderson said the decision to begin using his birth name is part of reclaiming his identity. But I find it rather noteworthy that it is quite different from that. Rather, it is a grand rebranding exercise, because all of his SEO, search engine optimization, all of his Twitter, all these things going back years now, a couple of years, all of those things, he wants to have people start searching Alan Tay Anderson instead of Tay Anderson. Although it's rather interesting, and this is where I would disagree with him doing this intentionally to get attention, because it's not necessarily the best thing for your first news splash with the new branding to be about you getting a traffic stop for speeding in a school zone. I don't know. Is that the best way to start your rebranding? But make no mistake, this is a rebranding exercise. Not just some genuine, let me reclaim my identity. Because it will work better for his online presence if he can get people to start Googling and tweeting at his new or old name, using his given name. That's what's going on here. Don't be fooled by the rebranding of Tay Anderson. Alan Tay Anderson. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs. Keep the calls coming, 303-696-1971. We'll get back to the phones and to texts when we return. Jimmy Sangenberger again in for Stephen Tubbs here on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs, News Talk 710 KNUS. Good afternoon. Good to be with you today, as always. As, gosh, we're singing Leroy, I think we're singing and playing the Tay Anderson Blues today, right?
Again, Denver Police. I stopped you for speeding, 35 and a 25. Can I see your license, registration, please?
Permission to pull down my pocket?
Yeah, I've asked you for certain documents. I expect you to reach around to get them.
Well, I just don't want to get shot by you.
Well, that's a myth.
I don't believe that's a myth. I have to reach to my brother, grab my registration. Permission to grab it?
All right. I've already told you that I expect you to be reaching around for things. You don't have to ask me for permission.
I have trauma with you
retrieve
also.
Retrieve the documents I've
I'm
asked
just
for.
Just making sure that I can get.
Talk about impugning the character of that officer to assume, oh, I'm just worried you might shoot me. And that's what the officer said was a myth, not that police brutality exists. That was the traffic stop of Tay Anderson after he was caught speeding outside of a school zone, in a school zone, last Tuesday, September 6th. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. Brian in Denver up next. Good evening, Brian. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Jimmy. So much to say about this clown, racist clown. I'm a cop. Not for Denver PD, but approaching three decades of law enforcement, been a trainer for almost over two decades, and training cops across the country, and matter of fact, internationally as well. But this crap that Tay Anderson is spreading, this misleading information that he wants to put out and tell Denver public school children that cops are bad, cops are racist, you will get shot. Matter of fact, you know, I was telling your call, I've talked to this to Stephen about, you know, a few times. My son, who is black, and I happen to be a white cop, I was having a discussion with him a few years ago, said, hey, when you become 16, I'm going to give you my Explorer, and then I'm going to get a new car, and you can just have fun with that thing. He says, no, Dad, I'm not driving. Well, it took me 2 months to figure out why he did not want to drive. A teacher in Denver Public Schools told his whole class, if you ever get pulled over by a law enforcement officer, you will be shot if you're black. This is what Denver Public Schools is teaching, indoctrinating our children. And all of us need to stand up. I have called Denver Public Schools on everything that I have heard, and calling them out. But there's very few people that listen and agree with you and with Stephen. We need more action. We need more parents to stand up and do more.
Yes.
And whatever it takes, I'm willing. If you have some guidance for me to start some grassroots effort to get rid of Tay Anderson, because he is the biggest racist, he hates cops, he hates white people. We need him out of our school system.
Even more, what he does is he detracts from focus on kids, on students who are suffering in his school district right now, because it ends up being all about him. And that's what's fun. The worst thing about what he brings to Denver Public Schools is that he is one big, giant distraction.
You're absolutely right, Jimmy. Before he went through all this controversy recently, I want to say right when he was becoming on the student or Denver Public School, I tweeted to him and I asked him, hey, man to man, let's you and I, let's sit down, let's have a beer, let's have some milk, Kool-Aid, whatever it is, and let's listen to each other, me as a law enforcement officer and a parent of a Denver Public School, two Denver Public School children, and let me listen to you and your viewpoints. And you know what he did? He blocked me. I asked him nicely and respectfully to sit down and have a discussion with him as a parent of two Denver Public School kids. He's a coward. He is a coward.
Yeah. I think that's one of the right words to describe Tay Anderson, but you can tell from that exchange with the police officer why he would ignore you, why he would block you on social media in that way. And by the way, I'm in the Blocked by Tay Club as well. Although one of the interesting things is that you can circumvent that pretty darn easily. and maybe he doesn't realize it, but you can do that. Nevertheless, Brian, I appreciate the call. I appreciate your service in law enforcement. And thank you so much for chiming in today.
Enjoy your day.
You as well. 303-696-1971, our telephone number, if you'd like to join in to the festivities. One question. I believe the biggest issue is who is funding him? Text coming in. Someone will pay for the ticket on his behalf if it isn't dismissed. That is the bigger story you need to get to. And it's something I am looking into and have been looking into for some time. We may be on to something here with that question as well. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger in for Stephen Tubbs. We're going to shift gears for a bit with Keith Nobles, longtime military intelligence contractor, as we dive into what's happening in Ukraine. He offers excellent analysis. Keep it right here. Jimmy in for Stephen, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.